All right, so you guys sent us a bunch of stuff about this AI catch thing, and honestly, it looks fascinating. So we dove in deep, and let me tell you, it's packed with some seriously useful info. Get ready to learn about using AI to make changes actually stick in an organization, specifically a statistical one. We're gonna have a lot of acronyms coming our way, but don't worry, we'll break it all down. No jargon allowed on this deep dive. To help us with this, we've got an expert with us who's incredibly knowledgeable in this space.
Happy to be here. It's definitely a really interesting area, and it seems like it's constantly evolving. There's always something new to discover.
Okay, so first things first, what even IS that's AI catch for statistics? It kind of sounds a bit like some sort of a sci-fi movie to me.
It might sound a little futuristic, but it's becoming very real. AI Catch for Statistics is a generative AI tool, and its objective is to help statistical organizations improve their decision-making. It's designed to analyze documents and compare them against best practices, and then suggest changes that align with those practices.
Okay, so we're talking about using AI to make better decisions about statistics. I am definitely intrigued, but I'm also a bit skeptical. Can you give me an example of how this might work in practice?
Sure. Imagine you're trying to improve the way your organization collects data. You're not really sure if your current methods are the most efficient, or if they're fully aligned with the best practices that are out there. You could feed all of the information about your current processes into AI Catch, and the tool analyzes that information. It compares it to this huge knowledge base of statistical standards and frameworks, and then gives you potential solutions. It's kind of like having a super smart consultant who's read every stats manual ever written.
That's starting to make a little more sense. But is AI Catch actually giving you the right answer, or is it more about providing options and possibilities?
It's definitely more about providing options and possibilities. It's designed to support human thinking, not to replace it. So think of it as augmented intelligence. It can help us see things from different angles, identify potential blind spots, and make more informed decisions. But ultimately, the final choice is still up to us humans.
That makes me feel a lot better, to be honest.
Yeah.
So if AI Catch is all about helping us make better decisions,
Yeah.
are there any specific skills that we need to develop to really harness its power?
Yeah, there are. They're neatly summed up in the acronym CTCH. We can think of these as the five skills for mastering the AI catch game.
Catch. I like it. That's catchy. No pun intended. All right, so break it down for me. What does CATTCH stand for?
Okay, so the C stands for change. This skill is all about viewing change as a structured form of problem solving, moving from where you are now to where you want to be.
Makes sense. You got to be open to doing things differently if you actually want to improve. What about the A?
Well, the A naturally stands for AI. This skill is about understanding how to use AI as a tool to support our thinking. It's not about being replaced by robots. It's about using AI to amplify our own capabilities.
So it's about embracing AI without being overly reliant on it. Okay, what's next?
Next up, we have T for terminology. This one might seem pretty obvious, but it is absolutely crucial. You need to understand the language of statistics in order to really effectively work with AI Catch. It's kind of like trying to have a conversation in a foreign language. You're not going to get very far if you don't know the basic vocabulary.
Yeah, no more faking it till we make it, huh? We
Ooh.
need to understand the lingo. Okay, what about the next C?
So the second C in CCH stands for co-creation. This is all about working collaboratively with other people to develop solutions. AI Catch can help facilitate this process. It can provide a shared platform for brainstorming and idea generation. Think of it as a tool to bring everyone together and get those creative juices flowing.
So AI Catch isn't just a solo mission, it's about teamwork and collaboration.
Okay.
I like it. What about that final H?
The H stands for hold on to changes. This is about ensuring that those changes that you've worked so hard for actually stick. It's about building skills and understanding within the organization so that those changes become embedded in the culture, not just a temporary fix.
That's so important. Change is hard,
Yeah.
and making it last is even harder. I really like this CATTCH framework. It's like a roadmap for successfully implementing AI Catch in an organization. Okay, so we've talked about the big picture of AI Catch. But what about some of the specifics? You sent me some material, and I know there are certain standards and frameworks that AI Catch draws upon. And let me be honest, some of those acronyms were pretty intimidating.
Yeah, that's understandable. AI Catch draws on a lot of pre-existing knowledge about how statistical processes should ideally work, but don't worry, we'll break them down one by one.
Perfect, because when I see acronyms like NQAFGS, BPM, and GAMSO, my brain starts to hurt a little bit. Can we
Yeah.
start with NQAF? What is that all about?
NQAF stands for the UN National Quality Assurance Framework for Statistics. It's a framework that's developed by the United Nations, and it was designed to help ensure the quality of statistical processes and outputs.
Okay, so it's like a global standard for quality assurance in statistics. That makes sense.
Well,
but how does AI Catch actually use NQA? It's not like the AI is going to magically audit my data, right?
You're right. The AI isn't going to replace human oversight. What it can do is analyze your processes and outputs against the criteria that are set out in the NQAF. It can identify potential areas of weakness, suggest improvements, and even provide guidance on how to meet certain quality standards.
So it's like having an NQAF expert built right into the AI Catch system. That's pretty impressive. All right, so what about GSBPM? That one sounds particularly complicated.
So GSBPM stands for the Generic Statistical Business Process Model. It's basically a reference model that describes the different processes involved in producing official statistics.
Okay, so it's like a blueprint for how statistical processes should work. But again, I'm struggling to picture how this works in practice with AI Catch. Can you give me an example?
Sure. Let's say your organization is struggling with data validation, which is obviously a critical part of any statistical process. AI Catch can analyze your current data validation procedures, compare them to the GSBPM model, and then suggest improvements based on best practices. It might recommend certain validation techniques, highlight potential sources of error, or even suggest ways to automate parts of the process.
Okay, so GSBPM provides the framework, and AI Catch helps you put it into action. Got it. Now, what about that last acronym, GAMSO? Is that one as daunting as it sounds?
Not at all. GAMSO stands for the Generic Activity Model for Statistical Organizations. This one focuses on all the different activities that happen within a statistical organization, from managing relationships with data providers to handling IT and human resources.
Wow, that's a pretty comprehensive view. So how does AI Catch use GAMSO to actually help statistical organizations?
It can analyze your organization's current activities, compare them to the GAMSO model, and then suggest ways to optimize your resources, improve efficiency, and make sure that you have the right skills and expertise in place.
This is incredible. AI Catch is like this central hub that connects all these different frameworks and helps you apply them in a practical way. It's making my brain hurt a little, but in a good way.
I know what you mean. It's a lot to take in. But once you start to see how all these pieces fit together, it opens up so many amazing possibilities.
So we've got AI Catch analyzing our documents, comparing them to best practices, suggesting changes, and connecting to all these different frameworks like NQAF, GSBPM, and GAMSO. But how do we actually put these changes into action? How do we move from theory to practice?
That's a great question. And that leads us to the really exciting world of co-creating change with AI Catch.
Co-creation. Now you've really got my attention.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
So co-creation with AI Catch, it's all about using this tool to work with others, to really develop solutions and actually put changes into practice. It's not just about the AI giving you these suggestions. It's more about using it as a partner to brainstorm, to test ideas, and really come up with some innovative solutions that are specific to your organization's needs.
So it's like having an AI brainstorming buddy. I like that concept.
Yeah.
But how does that co-creation process actually work in practice? Can you maybe walk me through a specific example?
Absolutely. Let's imagine that you're working on redesigning a survey. And it's a complex survey. You want to make sure that it's efficient, user-friendly, and it captures all of the data that you need. So you gather your team and you input the current survey design into AI Catch, along with any like known issues or areas where you think it could be improved. The tool will analyze that design against best practices. It considers things like question wording, the flow of the survey, and even potential biases. It might suggest alternative question formats, maybe restructuring some of the sections for clarity, or even propose incorporating new data collection methods that are based on the latest research.
So it's like AI Catch is acting as a consultant, offering suggestions to improve our survey. That's pretty cool. But what about after that? Let's say we've used AI Catch to identify some areas for improvement and we've come up with these innovative solutions. How do we actually make sure those changes stick? We talked about that H in Catch, the holding on to changes, but I'm struggling to see how that actually happens in the real world.
Yeah, that's where the human element is really important. AI Catch can give us all of these insights and recommendations, but it's up to us as humans to actually put those changes into practice and make sure they stick. And that's where that holding on to changes skill comes in. It involves building those skills and that understanding within the organization, providing training, and making sure everyone is really on board with this new way of doing things. Think of it this way. AI Catch can help plant the seeds of change, but it's up to us to nurture those seeds so that they can grow and flourish.
That's a great analogy. So it really is a partnership between humans and AI. AI Catch kind of provides that roadmap, but we're the ones that have to navigate the journey. I'm starting to see the real power of this tool. It's not just about one-off improvements. It's more about creating this culture of continuous improvement.
That's exactly right. It empowers organizations to constantly learn, adapt, and evolve. It's all about embracing change and using AI as a catalyst for positive change.
Okay. I have to admit, I'm getting pretty excited about the potential of AI Catch, but I also want to be realistic. Are there any downsides or challenges that we should be aware of?
Of course. I think it's important to approach this with a balanced perspective. While AI Catch has tremendous potential, it's important to keep in mind that it is a tool. And like any tool, it has its limitations. It's not a magic bullet that's going to solve all of your problems overnight.
Right. I can see how people might get caught up in the hype and expect AI Catch to be some kind of miracle cure.
Yeah.
So what are some of the other pitfalls we should be aware of?
Well, another important consideration is the need for high-quality data. AI Catch relies on data to generate those insights and recommendations. And if that data is inaccurate, incomplete, or biased, then the results are going to be unreliable.
So garbage in, garbage out. Data quality is important for any kind of statistical analysis. But it seems like it's even more crucial when we're using these AI tools.
Yeah.
What else?
We also need to be aware of the potential for misinterpretation. So AI Catch provides insights and recommendations, but it's up to us as humans to actually interpret those insights and make informed decisions. It's really important to remember that AI Catch is a tool to support human judgment, not to replace it.
Right. AI Catch can point us in the right direction, but we need to be the ones steering the ship. What other challenges do you see?
Another challenge is going to be the need for ongoing maintenance and updates. AI systems are not static. They need to be constantly monitored, refined, and updated to make sure they're continuing to perform effectively. And that requires a commitment from the organization, a commitment to actually investing in the technology and staying up to date.
So it's not a set it and forget it solution. Okay, no. Those are all really important points to keep in mind. It sounds like AI Catch offers us tremendous potential, but we need to use it responsibly and have a clear understanding of its capabilities and its limitations.
I think that's a great way to put it.
So we've talked a lot about the practicalities of AI Catch, but I'm also curious about the bigger picture. What's the long-term vision for this tool? Where do you see it going in the future?
I think we're just scratching the surface of what AI Catch is capable of doing. As the technology continues to evolve, I think we can expect to see even more sophisticated features and applications. For example, I can see it being used to personalize learning experiences, provide real-time feedback on statistical analyses, and even automate certain tasks that would free up humans to focus on more of the strategic work.
That sounds pretty incredible. You really could revolutionize the way we work with statistics. But with all this talk about AI and automation, I can't help but wonder about that human element. What happens to the role of the statistician in this AI-powered future? Are we all going to be replaced by robots?
That's a question a lot of people are asking, and it's an important one to address. I believe that the role of the statistician is going to not only remain relevant, but it's actually going to become even more important in this age of AI. These AI tools, like AI Catch, they're designed to augment human intelligence. They're not designed to replace it.
So it's not AI versus humans. It's more about AI and humans working together.
Exactly. The most successful organizations are going to be the ones who can really find that right balance. Statisticians bring their expertise to the table, their deep understanding of all these statistical concepts, their ability to really critically evaluate data, and their ethical judgment. AI Catch can really enhance these abilities by providing access to that vast knowledge base, automating some of those more routine tasks, and offering new perspectives that we might not have considered otherwise.
So it's about creating a synergy between human expertise and these AI capabilities, not one replacing the other, but both working together to achieve greater things.
Precisely. The future of statistics, I don't think, is about robots taking over. It's about humans and AI collaborating to unlock new possibilities and make better decisions.
Okay, that's reassuring. But I imagine that even with this collaborative approach, there are going to be some challenges and maybe anxieties as AI becomes more prevalent in the field. So how can we prepare for these changes and make sure that everyone feels comfortable and confident working alongside AI?
That's a really important point. I think as AI becomes more integrated into our work, we really need to focus on education training and communication. We need to make sure that statisticians have the skills and the knowledge to effectively use these AI tools. We also need to be very open and transparent about the capabilities and the limitations of AI, addressing any concerns or misconceptions that people might have.
So it's about empowering statisticians, not making them afraid of AI. It's about creating that culture of trust and understanding,
mm-hmm.
where humans and AI can work together,
Absolutely. I think the future of statistics depends on our ability to navigate this transition thoughtfully and responsibly. We need to embrace the possibilities that AI has to offer, while staying true to our core values of accuracy, objectivity, and integrity.
This has been an incredibly interesting discussion. I'm already starting to imagine how AI Catch could transform my own work and the field as a whole. But before we wrap things up, I'd love to hear your final thoughts on the why of AI Catch. Why should organizations embrace this technology? What are the potential benefits?
That's a great question. It really gets to the heart of why this is so fascinating, I think. For statistical organizations, it's about realizing the potential of AI to really enhance the quality, the efficiency, and ultimately the impact of their work.
So we're talking about statistics that can actually inform decision-making better and ultimately lead to a more informed and equitable society.
Exactly. Better statistics lead to better decisions, and that benefits everyone. For example, imagine if we had more accurate data on things like poverty levels or employment trends. This information could be used by policymakers to develop better social programs and economic policies.
It's incredible to think about how those better statistics can have these ripple effects. It's like a chain reaction, leading to positive change.
It really is. And I think that's what makes this whole field so exciting. We're just at the beginning of exploring all the possibilities of AI and statistics, and the potential is huge.
We have covered a lot of ground in this deep dive. We talked about what AI Catch is, how it works, explored those potential benefits and challenges. It's been a really interesting journey for me. I love a good aha moment, and this whole conversation has been full of them. For you, what are some of the key takeaways that you hope our listener will walk away with today?
I think the biggest takeaway for me is that AI Catch is a powerful tool. It has the potential to really transform the way we approach statistics. But it's crucial to remember that AI is not here to replace human expertise. It's about finding that right balance between human intelligence and AI capabilities to create a truly collaborative and innovative approach.
So again, it's not about AI versus humans. It's about AI and humans working together.
Exactly. The future of statistics lies in this collaborative approach where AI actually augments human intelligence and empowers us to do things we never thought possible.
And you know me, I'm all about trying to make these really complex topics accessible and relatable. If you had to explain the essence of AI Catch to someone who's completely new to this, what would you say?
I think I would say that AI Catch is like having a brilliant statistician by your side. It's like the statistician who's read every textbook, every research paper, and can analyze your work, compare it to best practices, and offer suggestions for improvement, like a personalized coach, helping you to become a better statistician.
That's such a good way to put it. It's like having this secret weapon in your statistical arsenal.
Exactly. It's a tool that can help you elevate your work.
Well said. We've given our listeners a lot to think about today. What is one question that you want to leave them with as they continue to learn about AI in statistics?
How can you use AI Catch to not only improve your own statistical practice, but also to make a positive impact on the world around you?
Such a powerful question, and one that I hope will resonate with our listeners. It's a reminder that statistics isn't just about numbers. It's about using data to make a real difference.
I couldn't agree more.
This has been an incredible deep dive.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us and share your expertise.
My pleasure.
And to our listeners, we hope this deep dive has really sparked your curiosity and inspired you to explore these possibilities of AI and statistics. Remember, the future is full of potential, and we can't wait to see what you discover. Until next time, keep those data fires burning.